We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
Well, it's that time of the year again, turkey time. As we get ready for the Christmas holiday, many of us are picking out the perfect bird, but one important question remains. How do we thaw it safely? I've got Jill Harris joining us today, Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Science with the Todd County Extension Office. Welcome, and thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be here. We are talking turkey because it's a popular holiday meat, and it takes a little work to make sure it's thawed and cooked properly. Thawing a turkey might seem simple, but doing it the right way can make the difference for your holiday dinner and also your health. Who wants food poisoning, right? No one wants a foodborne illness due to improperly cooked or thawed turkey.
Well, let's jump right in. What's the safest way to thaw a turkey, and why does it matter?
The safest method is to thaw the turkey in the refrigerator. According to the USDA guidelines, you should allow about 24 hours of thawing for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey.
So for a 16-pound turkey?
That would be roughly 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator, assuming that your refrigerator is 40 degrees. If your refrigerator is colder than that, it will take a little longer to thaw. Also, you want to make sure the turkey is placed in a pan or a tray to catch any juices that might drip from it as it thaws, and that would prevent contaminating other foods. You also want to put that pan on the lowest shelf in your refrigerator. Who knows, it might leak or something, and you don't want to leak all those juices on other foods in your refrigerator.
Well, that's a good tip. What if folks haven't planned this far ahead, though?
Funny you should ask, because that happened to me right before Thanksgiving. So I went to work on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. My turkey breast had not completely thawed out, so I just took it to work with me. And I did a Facebook Live, which is on my Todd County Extension FCS Facebook page, if you want to watch the video. But so I figured other people might be in the same boat. So if time is tight, there are two other ways to thaw a turkey safely, and that is the cold water method or the microwave.
Well, let's walk through the cold water thawing.
And this is what I did to finish thawing out my turkey breast the day before Thanksgiving. So with cold water thawing, the turkey must be sealed in a leak-proof plastic bag, and that will just prevent contamination or water absorption because you don't want your turkey to be soggy. So first thing I did was clean my sink, and then I cut the netting off my package. I put the turkey breast in a 2-gallon heavy-duty bag, plastic bag, and sealed it. Then I put it in the sink and I ran cold tap water in the sink and I changed the water every 30 minutes until it was thawed. And you need to allow about 30 minutes per pound for that. And for example, a 12-pound turkey, if it was frozen solid, might take about 6 hours, and a 20-pound turkey about 10 hours.
So why change the water every 30 minutes?
First of all, we want to use cold water when we are thawing our turkey, and that just helps prevent bacterial growth. So warm or hot water and not changing out your water every 30 minutes as it warms up will put the turkey in the danger zone for longer than it's recommended. So basically what happens is as the turkey thaws out, it thaws from the outside in. So your outside can grow bacteria if your water's too warm, and you don't want that to happen.
And once it's thawed with water?
You should cook it immediately because the surface has already been warmed. And this method really doesn't give you a buffer like the refrigerator thawing does. And the other option is microwaving. So But, you know, the problem with microwaves is not all microwaves are very big. Some of them are kind of small. Make sure your turkey or your turkey breast will fit inside your microwave before you try it. And just like the cold water thawing, once it's thawed, the turkey should go straight into the oven. There's no time for waiting around, and that's because the outer surfaces are warm and can grow bacteria.
Are there thawing methods that people should avoid, things folks might think are okay but really are not?
Yes, and that's very important. So never thaw your turkey on the countertop. And I've heard stories about people thawing their turkeys in the garage or the basement, on the porch or in hot water, and methods like using the dishwasher or blow dryer or a paper bag, but those are all unsafe because, again, if you leave your turkey out at room temperature, the outside reaches the danger zone, which is between 40 and 140, and that's where bacteria grows very rapidly, even if the inside is still frozen.
Well, that is a serious concern, so planning ahead really is key.
Absolutely. Plan ahead. Treat thawing as part of the cooking timeline. So basically, you're going to make a plan, and you need to start it in the refrigerator several days ahead of time to avoid the last-minute rush, and that'll keep your turkey and your guests safe.
Well, before we go, are there any extra food safety tips while preparing?
I'm glad you asked. Well, first of all, we want to make sure we wash our hands well with soap and water before handling the turkey and after and during and all that good stuff. And don't wash or rinse the turkey. A lot of people want to do this, but actually that can splash bacteria onto surfaces and contaminate your kitchen. You also want to use separate cutting boards and utensils for raw turkey and other foods, and clean and sanitize everything that contacts the raw turkey. And like I said before, I cleaned my sink at the beginning, and then after the turkey's in the oven, then I go back and clean my sink and all the surfaces again.
Well, those are some great reminders. Thank you for that. And I'm sure these tips will help a lot of folks as they gear up for the holiday cooking.
My pleasure. And if anyone has questions about thawing or cooking turkey, we have some great publications from the University of Kentucky. And I can also answer questions. Give me a call at the Todd County Extension Office at 270-265-5659.
Well, there you have it. Safe thawing practices for a worry-free holiday roast. Until next time, stay safe in the kitchen.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension Office at 270-265-5659.